Welcome to Voices of Better Medicine as we talk to the experts at Northwestern Medicine about health issues and questions that matter to you. Hi, I'm Robin Rock, and joining me today is Dr. Sarah Greenhill, an interventional pulmonologist at Northwestern Medicine. Okay, so today I want to talk a little bit about lung cancer because it is the third most common cancer in the U.S. I was hoping you could kind of give us an overview of the different types of lung cancer.
There are two main broad categories of lung cancer. There is small cell lung cancer and non-small cell lung cancer. The majority of cancers that we see, some people may be familiar with terms such as adenocarcinoma or squamous cell carcinoma. Those fall under the category of non-small cell, and then small cell is its own entity. When we look at risk factors for lung cancer, smoking obviously is one of the big major risk factors for lung cancer. Unfortunately, that risk does continue even after patients may have quit smoking. That risk is still there. Other risk factors include environmental, potential work exposures and things like that.
So if somebody is diagnosed with lung cancer, what should a patient expect for a treatment plan?
At Northwestern Medicine, regardless of which hospital you go to throughout the system, we really believe in multidisciplinary care and management of the lung cancer patients. Whether they come to see me, for example, for initial diagnosis, they will have the potential to be seen by anybody and everybody in a very timely manner, typically, hopefully within a week of the referral and diagnosis, to be able to see a medical oncologist or radiation oncologist or a surgeon, depending on the stage and the type of cancer, as well as other potential underlying medical diseases. Our oncologists are in tune with multiple trial options if these apply to the potential patient. There's dietitians, nutritionists, palliative care nurses and physicians that are also available to aid in the care of these patients.
Well, you're listening to Voices of Better Medicine as we talk to the experts at Northwestern Medicine about health issues and questions that matter to you. I'm Robin Rock, and joining me today is Dr. Sarah Greenhill. Before I forget, I want to ask you about symptoms. What are the kinds of things that people should look for?
Oftentimes, lung cancer is very silent as far as symptoms go until it becomes more advanced, where treatment and cure becomes more difficult. If patients are starting to have symptoms, it may be as simple as a slight little cough or irritation in the throat, maybe a little bit slow increase of shortness of breath, maybe some subtle weight loss. As these symptoms get more progressive, or if they start coughing up more sputum or even blood, these are more indicative of more severe disease. And because lung cancer is so silent, it can remain silent again until it becomes farther advanced. That is why guidelines are in place as far as screening goes, so that lung cancers can be detected at an earlier stage where it is more treatable.
Okay, so how do you assess your lung cancer risk?
It's as simple as your years of smoking, as simple as your potential other exposures, your family history. There are screening CT guideline recommendations that have been in place for a number of years and recently updated. So these include patients ages 50 to 80 that have smoked at least 15 pack years. And when we talk about pack years, that's on average one pack per day for 15 years. Also patients that are either still actively smoking or who have quit within the past 15 years are eligible for these low-dose CT scans that are again aimed to detect a nodule or a cancer at a smaller state, again, where it can be treated and cured before it spreads.
So what is one key takeaway that you want our listeners to know about lung cancer?
If you are a higher risk person or individual based on your prior smoking history or potentially even family history, although those are not in the guidelines yet, but primarily based on your smoking history, to really follow up with your primary care physician and get that lung cancer screening CT and to be able to detect a potential lung cancer sooner. If you are diagnosed with lung cancer, to really seek out medical care sooner rather than later. And like I mentioned before, at Northwestern, we have a multidisciplinary team in place, not only from pulmonology, thoracic surgery, medical oncology, radiation oncology, nutritionists, palliative care teams are really all in place to help serve and benefit patients that are diagnosed with lung cancer so that treatment can be started sooner rather than later and no delay from that standpoint.
Dr. Greenhill, thank you for your time. A lot of great information today. We really appreciate you.
Thank you so much for having me.